This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, it's not quite time to talk Maryland basketball.
What that the is hell?
At,
I was all
that's
ready.
At 6:45.
Talk some basketball?
Not 6:45 yet. It's 6:33.
But you had said...
No, Joe did it.
Oh, man.
It's Joe's fault.
It can't be his fault.
No, it's not.
Nothing's ever Joe's fault. Not even when it tells us it's going to be partly cloudy, and then it's going to be partly cloudy. I ask them every single time Joe makes a mistake, which it's fine. It doesn't happen often, but you know I'm going to bring it up. And I don't even look his way anymore. I'm like, is he staring at me?
That's not what you said earlier. You said he always messes up earlier.
Oh, yeah. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Maybe I messed up.
You said effed up.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. I just couldn't say that on air.
Oh, I thought maybe I just said that on air. I'm thinking, going, did I say the F word?
Camden Yards is going to undergo some renovations ahead over the next 3 years. Do you think these renovations will be enough to bring back the All-Star game? Hadn't been here since 1992. Oh.
Yeah, I do. I think that one of the reasons the All-Star game wasn't here was because of the fight between ownership here and MLB over the network, things like that. And, I think you have new people in charge. New people own the team. So I think there's a really good chance with renovations it'll be back. It's a beautiful ballpark. If they make some renovations to modernize it, I can't see why not.
See, Ed? Jeremy, I think they'll use the renovations as an excuse to bring it back, but it really has nothing to do with it because it's always been the most beautiful ballpark in baseball. So I think Ed is right that the All-Star game will come here after renovations, but it had nothing to do with the renovations.
No, definitely not.
I still have
it's an easy thing to point to.
Huh?
It's just an easy thing to point to.
Yeah, it is. You know, look at the renovations to already a beautiful ballpark.
I think it's just something to tie into it. The only reason the All-Star game wasn't here is because of what went on with ownership and, of course, Major League Baseball. Now you have the situation where it's new ownership, and he seems like he's easy to deal with, and he's not going to be difficult, and he's happy to have this team and try to make the team better and allocate money for resources. Because you said it, and I can be biased with this. So you can tell me that. I've been out to San Francisco. I think that ballpark is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I still love Camden Yards 10 out of 10 times over. People talk about the Pirate Stadium, PNC Park, and I've been to Philly. They're really nice stadiums that I feel like were modeled after Camden Yards. It doesn't make a damn bit of sense to not have the All-Star game here at all. Having it here, it's one of the best backdrops in baseball. And outside of hitting one in the McCovey Cove, hitting one off the warehouse is how much should we talk about that home run Ken Griffey Jr. hit?
Yeah.
I get it from the standpoint of business and playing games, but it's over with now. Bring the damn All-Star game back here. Yeah. And I think
hitting one on the Utah street is akin to hitting one in McCovey Cove.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Rubenstein talked about the very situation about having an all-star game in Baltimore.
I don't think it will hurt. I think that baseball wants to show off its best all the time, and therefore we haven't had an all-star game for quite some time. There are a couple other commitments that have already been made to Major League teams for all-star games, but they haven't made commitments too far in advance, so I think we have a reasonable chance, but we don't have any commitments yet.
We have a reasonable chance, but we have no commitments yet. You know what that means? I've had that conversation with some people.
Yeah.
That's what that is. I've had that conversation with some people.
You know when you've had a bad experience, either in a relationship, maybe it's a business experience you've had with someone, and then you go to get in the next one, and you're kind of concerned? Like, I have no concerns at all. And maybe it's because of what we've had in the past and hearing the stuff that's said now. I mean, Rob, we go as far back as that clip that used to be played of Peter Angelo saying how available he is. Anybody wants to talk to him. I was on a morning show that did a bit where we called him every day. And I talked to his receptionist. I think it was Mary Jo. It was two names, Mary something. And it was so funny when the guys were off at the Super Bowl and I was left behind at the station. They transferred me over to Peter Angelo's, and I was talking to him on the phone, and I'm like, the hell do I do? He actually answered. I mean, it was 117 days in a row of him not answering,
right.
And then all of a sudden, he's on the phone with me, and I'm going, how do I get him on the air now? Like the guys are away, and again, like, there's something to be said about having the right type of ownership, and that doesn't mean necessarily being the Mets and just throwing money at everything. Like, I could give a rat's ass about any renovations at Camden Yards. I know some of that stuff's necessary.
I know.
But that's not for me.
I'm with you.
The game on the field is for me.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't affect me one way or another, but it just makes more people, other people that aren't like me, want to go. If there's stuff for the kids, if there's, you know, if there's things to do before the game outside of just going to Pickles and having a great time there, or Frank and Nick's, or wherever you want to go, you know, like, it's something too to look at ownership now and feel like you actually have somebody that has a vision for what he wants to become, and you see it unfolding. Even though people, I think, are bitching early, I think when it's all said and done, you guys are going to be happy.
Well, no, they're not. That's not.
Oh, I mean, I think we're getting the World Series here.
Yeah, let's not be too. I don't know how people aren't happy now, but some of them aren't. You hear them; they call, they bitch. You meet them in public. I don't know how you could possibly. There's so many things about this team that we have right now that are positive, and I'm not joking. There's a lot of things beyond the field. Because to me, the product in the field, I'm like you, most important. We have a really talented young team. They're fun. They're fun. They've won nearly 200 games over the last 101 and 91, right? So they're 101 and 92, whatever the hell they won. Fun on the field. They win. They're competitive for the title every year now. They got a beautiful ballpark. They have a great uniform. It's all the things that people actually look to, and they still complain.
You talked about some of the features at the stadium. One of the features that's already there, I think a lot of people don't know this because we bring so much up on the show about autism awareness. They have a sensory room at the stadium. I think a lot of people aren't aware of that. It was just awesome.
Really?
It is. Yes, it's absolutely awesome.
The only change I would make at Camden Yards is more More stands with soft pretzels. Yeah. Like, you can't have enough stands of soft pretzels and different types of soft pretzels. I mean, I like
cinnamon
plain
soft pretzels
and cinnamon sugar.
No, just the salted one. But I'm with you.
Yeah, more soft pretzels.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Michael?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
I'm great, man. Hey, look, it's a travesty that the All-Star game hasn't been back to Camden Yards since, what was it? Was it 93?
92. I think it was 92.
We opened in 92, right?
Okay, so it must have been that. You're right. Right, it must have been 93.
I think it was 93. Yeah. But anyway, man, and as far as the renovations, man, Camden Yard without renovations is still one of the best parks in all of baseball. So that has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with it about why we haven't had the All-Star game. And it's just been, like I said, it's been a travesty being over 30-something years, man. So we should really be getting an All-Star game, man.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it. 410-583-1057 is the number.
Rob, you know one of the other things, and look, this is just me believing this because I do. I believe if you asked all the GMs in baseball if they could take over one team, and, you know, they don't bargain. Some of the guys might say the Dodgers because you got unlimited spending and all these superstars, right. But with that comes pressure as well because you're expected to win every year. Most of them would say, look at what the Orioles have built. Look at all that cheap talent. Now, how do I keep that? How do I develop the even, you know, there more talent that's on the way and work with this team? They are set up right now. Like, you could have somebody come in and ruin this and it be over in 3 or 4 years. I don't think there's any way that that happens if Mike Elias is here. I feel like you're going to have, and it may not be what some people want, a competitive team year in and year out.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.